The invocation this morning is in the form of a prayer. O Lord, this is your day. Glorify yourself in it. We are your people. Make us usable in your service. This is your place. Be here with us and in us. Pour out your love and your mercy on us and on all people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll read this story from the 5th chapter of Mark of the woman with the flow of blood, beginning at the middle of the 24th verse. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a flow of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garment, I shall be made well." And immediately the hemorrhage ceased, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone forth from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garment?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. The subject I want to talk about this morning is nearness to God and the nearness of God. The woman in the story that I read had to be near enough to touch, to reach out and touch before she could be healed by Jesus. There have been times in my life when I felt especially near to God and I felt him especially near to me. I can remember as long ago as my high school days exactly where I was and what I was doing when I knew without a shadow of a doubt any longer that God really existed. And about 4 years later, when I was a senior in college, there was a time when I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God loved me and cared for me and was with me in even the little everyday things that happened. And then there was a year, you know, there's a song that Frank Sinatra sang, said it was a very good year. Well, I had a very bad year in 1964. So in January of that year, my father died. In April of that year, my father's sister died. In May of that year, my husband's brother died. And in July of that year, when my daughter was 16 months old, my husband was killed in an airplane crash. But God takes these kinds of experiences and shows us that he can be, that he is very near to us if we let him, and we also can be very near to him. Because at that time I was 2 months pregnant, and 7 months later God entrusted to me a baby boy who had red hair just like his dad. And there was another year, just 4 years ago, when my mother died with cancer. But just 3 years later, I had another experience of knowing God in a deeper way. And just a year later, here I was at seminary. Now, these are some times when I can remember that God was especially near to me, and I could be very near to him. And I'm sure you can think of just as many experiences. These are not new or unusual or unique. We all go through with them, but God uses them and takes advantage of them to let us know just how close he can be and just how close we can be to him. Another experience that I had that first year of coming to seminary that I'm sure some of you had then and still have now, is driving back and forth for long distances. That first year I drove about 400 miles a week back and forth to home, 9 hours on the road, and I'm sure that's not as much as some of you drive now, so that's not unusual either. But this was an experience that came to be very dear to me in another time when God was very close, because I was driving alone, and you can be alone and have fellowship with God. Some of you, I know, share rides with other people, and this can be a fellowship and sharing experience, and this is beautiful, too. But if you drive alone, as I did, you can still have fellowship, and it's fellowship with God. I came to treasure that time, even if it did get very tiring, and even if I wished I could be studying Greek or doing things at home for the children or things that had to be done one way or the other. But it was a time that I did treasure because I talked with God. We had problems that I talked about. I had the problems. He didn't. I had people that I could talk to him about, and I had classes that I could talk to him about. And I sang. This was a time when I sang, and it was good for me because nobody could hear me singing but God, and that's good with my voice. And it's amazing how many songs you can sing in a two-hour drive. And if they are hymns to God, the words can be even more precious when you're listening to them by yourself and not in a group. And I prayed to God. There were needs that I prayed for, and there were people that I prayed for. And there were even such things as school buses going 30 miles an hour in front of me I prayed about, too. And sometimes those prayers were answered. And I also learned about God's nearness from what I could see outside. It was a beautiful experience to see the seasons change. But one of the things that didn't really change that much was the sun and the sunset. I think God uses his creation to teach us now as Jesus used the things of his world to teach in his parables. I usually began driving when the sun was coming up or had just come up. And I usually finished driving when the sun was going down. So I saw the sun and sunset in all kinds and descriptions and in all weathers and in all seasons. You know, S-U-N, sun, sounds like S-O-N, sun, and it gives us physical light just as the sun gives us spiritual light. And the S-U-N, sun, goes down, and when it's gone, there's nothing but darkness there. And when Jesus, the S-O-N, is nowhere present, there too is darkness. I'm sure you can, if you picture in your mind a sunset, it would be, as it is for me, a time of beautiful display of color after the sun has gone down and there's still the color in the sky. But I seem to notice that the most glorious sunset was at a time when there were clouds in the sky, and clouds reflect that color. And the nearer those clouds were to the sun, the greater the color was, and the greater the glory of the reflected light. When the clouds were far away from the sun, they hadn't as much light to reflect. When there were dark clouds near, sometimes those dark clouds were transformed by the beautiful color of the sun going down. But if those clouds were too dense, they could cover up the sun and hide its glory and give none of its own. We're like those clouds. The nearer we are to the S-O-N, the more we're going to reflect him. And darkness in us will hide the S-O-N, Jesus. There's another kind of sunset that's beautiful, but it's not quite as spectacular. And that's when there are no clouds in the sky, and the whole sky is just gently colored by the going away of the sun. Then it's the whole sky that reflects it. If we get back to our scripture reading, this is a perfect and typical picture of one who came near. And it is a typical one because it's a universal one, not just the story of one person then, but of us today. And it's amazing in these few short verses how much we're told about this woman. The first thing we're told is that she had an illness. And this wasn't just a bad cold or the flu, as a lot of it she had lately. But this was a 12-year illness that she had had for so long, and this was truly a need. She had been, we are told, to all the doctors, and she had spent all her money, and she was not better, but she was rather worse. She had tried things in the world, and they didn't work. And so typically, she came last to Jesus. She knew who he was. She had heard reports about him. She would have had no reason to try to come near if she hadn't had some idea that he might be able to do something for her. She had heard about Jesus. She knew something about him. And she came near. Here is our nearness. She came physically near him. She worked her way through that crowd that thronged about him and made herself near. And she was spiritually near because she had the faith to come near. And the next thing she did was to reach out and touch. This was putting the faith that she had into action. And it was then that Jesus could respond. Next thing we're told is that she felt in herself the healing. She knew that the need that she had been met. And then she fell down in fear and confessed to him what she had done. And after this, Jesus accepted her, confirmed her faith and her healing, and he called her daughter. This is one we can all identify with. We can see ourselves in it, for we all have needs. We too bring them last too many times to Jesus. We know about him even more than she did, for after that he died and was raised. We can be near to him, for he is as near to us as he was to her. We can reach out and touch him. We can fall down in fear and confess, and then we can be called son or daughter and begin a new relationship with him. But that's not the end, for then we continue to stay near to him, for our needs are not met once and for all. We continue to have needs, and if we're near to him, we'll continue to have those needs met. And if we do, and as we do, then we can reflect his glory by being as he was, aware of the needs of others, even if it's in the midst of a crowd that did not reach out and touch. We can perhaps be aware, as he was, of the need of the one that does reach out. We can be generous in helping at the time of someone's need, as he did. And we can give of ourselves, as he did, for he felt power go out from him. And we can be loving, as he was. It's the S-O-N who is the source of power and of light. And since the whole world is not yet filled with his glory and reflecting it, I pray that we would all try to be bright and fluffy clouds, drawn near like a magnet to the S-O-N and reflecting his glory. Join me in prayer, please. O Lord, let your light so shine through us before men, that they may see your good works and give glory to you, Father, who is in heaven.